For I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like you.
Welcome to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative professionals looking to grow by learning new things, getting inspired, and breaking down the barriers that prevent them from doing the work they were born to do. I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to episode 37, Creativity, Curiosity, and Culture. Show notes for this episode are available at gettingworktowork.com/37. You ready to get into this topic? Let's get started. I have been wrestling with the right way to start this podcast. The best way to really start is by saying, I think the world has gone a little bit mad. Now, before you hit stop thinking that this is going to be a political rant about the left or the right, please keep listening because I don't want this episode to be about politics at all. What I want it to be about is what I've really been thinking about this past few weeks. I've been thinking a lot about creativity. I've been thinking a lot about curiosity. And I've been thinking a lot about culture. Specifically, what role do each of those have in our society today? For me, creativity is really about making the world a better place. It's about emphasizing beauty. It's about telling stories of hope through the overcoming of adversity. Creativity is a beautiful thing. It's not just to make memes that people share. It's about creating content. It's about creating a story. It's about telling a story. And it's something that's deeper than I think we give a lot of credit for in today's society. Creativity is something that I believe everyone inherently has, whether they believe it or not, and it's beautiful. When it comes to curiosity, I like to think that the whole point of curiosity is because we don't know everything. And it's a great way to really be humble. Because if you aren't curious, there's an assumption that you already know everything that there is to know about your life. But if you aren't curious, how are you going to know what other people think? How are you going to understand those not like you? How am I going to understand those not like me? Translation? That's everyone. I don't know anyone that is like me because I'm kind of a strange person. I have strange thoughts that maybe others don't think like I do. And that's okay because when I am curious about other people, it gives me an opportunity to learn and grow beyond who I am today. And so curiosity when it comes to other people is one thing. Curiosity about knowledge is something completely different because you have to ask questions about what you don't know. You have to ask questions about what you do know. A great story about curiosity tonight is that I was explaining in my web design class just about the design to development workflow. And I was just saying how a lot of times my design is influenced by what I know I'm able to do in the development world. I'm not able to separate those two so that I could come up with a design without worrying whether I was going to be able to build it or not. And that the more you can separate those two worlds, I think the more chance of making something unique are. And I think it's because I've lost a sense of curiosity about not only the design process, but the development process. And if I were to be more curious about it, I think I would be able to find new ways and a new path between the 20 years that I've spent doing web design and development. I like to be curious in many ways, whether it's knowledge, whether it's with other people, because I learn, I grow, and I become someone different. And that's a good thing. But creativity and curiosity come together in a form of culture. And when I say culture, what I think of primarily is this idea of diversity, a diversity of thoughts, a diversity of ideas coexisting in one place. And I'm not talking about following people on Twitter or Facebook that are unlike you so that you can have a more balanced viewpoint. I'm thinking about diversity in the sense of the people that are around you, when you're not on social media, the people that you learn from, the voices that you agree with, the voices that you disagree with, the more you can have that diversity, it allows dialogue and discussion to build. And that is what makes the world a better place. It's about showing up and being present for everyone. Culturally speaking, the more that we can show up for one another, the more that we can be kind, the more that we can build together a better world, I think the more we're going to be better off. And I suppose you could say that these are utopian ideas, but they are really harder to instill because it requires sacrifice, compromise, and patience. It requires context. It requires us to have a sense of faith and kindness with one another. And, you know, like Aaron Burr says in Hamilton, we have to talk less and smile more. So I want to share 6 questions that you can ask yourself to boost your creativity, curiosity, and culture. First, how are you making the world a better place? Don't worry, it starts with you, your friends, and your family. I'm not expecting broad gestures. I just want you to think about how you can make your world a better place. Second, what is your expression of creativity, and how does it affect others? Third, what are you curious about? Are you curious about knowledge? Are you curious about people? Follow the trail between your curiosity and what you're learning. Fourth, who can you reach out to learn from others? All it takes is asking someone that is an expert in their areas for some advice. That's usually a great starting point. Fifth, how do you foster dialogue and discussion? Not only on social media, but face to face. How can you quiet your brain from making a response and just listen and hear? Sixth and finally, how do you show up and how do you speak up? Asking these questions isn't to make you feel more active in terms of being an activist, but it's really about connecting you to what your sense of creativity, curiosity, and culture can be so that you can really, as I've mentioned several times, just make the world a better place. That does it for this episode of Getting Work to Work. Thank you so much for listening. I greatly appreciate it. Feel free to share this podcast with your friends and other creative professionals. Subscribe on iTunes and never miss an episode. You can even leave a review letting me know how I'm doing. Keep in touch by sending me an email on chris@chrismartinstudios.com, or you can find me on most social networks. I'm at CM Studios or at GWTW Podcast on Twitter, at Chris Martin Studios on Facebook, and at CM Studios on Instagram. Stay connected with Chris Martin Studios by signing up for my weekly email newsletter, The Curiosity Lab, at thecuriositylab.net. As you end this week, I would encourage you to spend some time thinking about how you can make the world a better place, one project at a time. Now get out there and get to work.